And welcome back, everyone. We're going to go ahead and begin with
Recording
David
in progress.
Commission meeting. Yesterday, we had a good day. We went through the first part of our agenda. And so this morning, we are going to start, if you're following along, it will be, I guess, page two for us, number 12, Real in the Memories campaign update. April Larson, our marketing coordinator, will be joining us virtually. So April, whenever you are ready and can hear us, go ahead and begin.
Good morning, Commissioners, Madam Chair, Secretary Roebling, April Larson, Marketing Coordinator, and I am going to share my screen. Is everyone able to see my presentation?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for the time this morning. I wanted to provide an update on our Real in Memories campaign with South Dakota State Parks. With this campaign this year, we've been really focused on encouraging families and individuals to come to the park and go fishing. So we've had an activity with the Real in Memories, just to provide a quick background, where if they go out, they catch a fish or they do anything fish related, they then will take a picture of them doing the activity and then they submit it to win a decal. So the more they fish, the more decals they can earn, and then they get to be entered into an annual a drawing for the ultimate fishing getaway package. This year, we have been seeing great success, so I want to do a quick preliminary results with you. I also want to talk about how we've been continuing to promote fishing in the parks and this Real in Memories campaign with some other initiatives that we currently have gone on here in the last month. More or less, the message I want to convey to you is that we're really encouraging with these annual themes with our park visitors that we're introducing new families and new individuals to the outdoors by giving them a fun activity to go out and join us and participate in. Though we're also seeing with, especially this campaign, it's also encouraging both park entrance license sales and fishing license sales. And this year, Real in Memories, we have some preliminary data back. So when folks are going in and submitting their picture to say, hey, I completed a Real in Memories adventure, they initially will submit a form that asks them basic questions about general demographics, like their age, if they've camped before or frequently, if they consider themselves an angler, or if this activity really brought them to the park. So far, where we're at entering the 1st of September is we have had over 1,000 submissions. With the submissions, though, that could be multiple anglers or those participants. So we've had well over 2,800 anglers participate this season. The average group size that are submitting is 3. So that would be, like I say, a family unit. 31% purchase a fishing license just to participate in this activity. 30% are adults, 25% have reported as youth, and then 20% check the box to be adult and youth. 40% claim to be occasional campers. 38% said they are frequent campers. 48% said that they are frequent anglers. Versus 16% new anglers, and then 78% said that they had not participated in a previous annual park activity with us. So it's nice to see that we have new folks that are getting out and enjoying the activity with us this year and really enjoying it. But we're also seeing those additional license sales from the participants that are coming to the park and actually participating in the Real in Memories activity. As I continue through talking about Real in Memories, so part of the Real in Memories campaign is just to be that fun activity to get folks out and excited, but also this year has really been able to add kind of to that recruitment and reactivation kind of phase. With this year, we were able to launch that first Catch Center. This was that grant that was awarded by the Recreation Boating and Fishing Foundation that we received $25,000 to wrap and then purchase a trailer and then put all the equipment needed inside the trailer. With the grant, we were required to do 8 events this year. This summer, we did host or attend 32 events. There was an intern that was hired over the summer months between May 15th and August 9th that traveled over 6,000 miles in those 87 days to complete all of the events. This included for us in the South Dakota State Parks 12 events, which was really exciting to see. Over 577 children or youth were able to participate, along with parents accompanied them. So 276 adults also participated. And the events that I was able to attend with these two, it was great to see because parents were often able to kind of reactivate as well with these events, and along with getting their kids excited to go fishing and getting the tools. So they would start out with basic casting skills, and then it would lead them to the water where they were actually able to go fishing, and then to see them excited to be able to catch their first fish. With the August 9th, that final first catch, we were able to integrate it this year with our Becoming an Outdoor Family event that did occur on August 7th through the 9th. So with the first Catch Center, we were able to include the Reel in Memories activity and the campaign, and then obviously having that first Catch Center into the parks. Though with Becoming an Outdoor Family, the Reel in Memories became a promotion and a part of our event this year as well. We found that the 21 participants, they all signed up to go fishing this year, and they all were able to learn from our intern Levi with that first Catch Center. The classes that were offered this year, it was held at North Point Recreation Center. We also had archery, which was also really popular, animal tracks, hiking, plant ID, Dutch oven cooking, wilderness survival. And then we had another fun one, which I'll talk about briefly, which was a turtle hike. With all these opportunities, so Becoming an Outdoor Family, the real goal of Becoming an Outdoor Family is to get the entire family unit into our park. So they're purchasing a park entrance license. They're purchasing 2 nights of camping with us. And then we're offering just various activities or classes, education classes, that they can go and then participate. When we've surveyed the families in the past or I've chatted with them, usually the general consensus is, well, we're here as a young family, or my grandparents even came along because we go camping, and as we are camping in the weekend, we don't always know what to do. So being able to introduce new activities, getting our kids excited, we get to find out what they're interested in, and then they find new ways to recreate together outside. So the goal with all of our classes is to be able to bring all ages of that family together to recreate outside. So one of the classes that we did offer with that first Catch Center was a fishing class. The intern taught the families. They learned fishing basics. So in this picture right here, they're actually tying knots. So they're learning some of those basic skills. They're learning fish identification during this basic course. They're exploring baits and lures. And then they're learning how to cast. And most importantly, they're spending time with the family fishing together while having that expertise and learning the good practices for fishing. And then they also were encouraged to continue to keep fishing locally with the Reel in Memories activity at the end. A really fun class for many. We heard great feedback. Another class that was offered this year, so again, as they're going through becoming an outdoor family, it was an archery class. We actually, I believe it was, ended up being two classes as well, just because there was so much excitement to do archery. We had conservation officers teach this basic archery class. They taught basic safety and then best practices. And what we found, again, the family unit kind of huddled around. There were a lot of pictures taken, even, of excitement about getting the kids excited with archery. The nice thing about North Point Recreation Area being able to host Becoming Outdoor Family is they do have a nice archery range located there right next or in the park. They also have a shooting range not too far away too. So we were able to have some additional conversations about shooting sports and getting involved in that as well. Survival skills was another one that was really popular with families. We had the R3 education team be able to present the survival skills and then do some interaction with them. With all these classes, we had 2 to 3 hours for each class, so they were able to really immerse themselves in the activity, really get involved. With the picture you see here, you'll see that they actually brought in quite a bit of equipment about being a minimalist in the nature, into the outdoors, just some best practices. So if you were to survive in the wilderness, what you would actually need or how you could get by with those minimal needs. This, one of the big draws for this survival class, or it was really fun for the kids too, is to build a fire. Another class, again, as the families, depending on kind of the age group, and we do find that Becoming an Outdoor Family does attract a lot of younger families, anywhere from newborn babies and to obviously grandparents. But with the younger kids, they need a lot more of that hands-on activity to really get excited and to really learn. So we did offer an animal tracks class again this year. This has become a pretty staple, I guess, for Becoming an Outdoor Family and also just education programming. But we actually had a knowledgeable volunteer. The park manager and North Point's daughter was able to lead this activity. Families learned about animals, about the different tracks in the park. They explored animals of South Dakota. They created their own animal tracks and plaster. They even had furs available for the kids to touch and get excited. And then they went on a brief hike to go find and see if they could find some tracks. So really fun, exciting. In the picture, you see how they are making those plaster tracks right there, so they're better understanding what they would be looking for when they're on their hike looking for tracks. A fun one, and this is kind of nice with Becoming an Outdoor Family, is we can really focus locally on that park and what our park manager's knowledge is as well. So one of our park managers did a plant ID class, which went over well. Another one that we have quite a few families sign up for was a turtle hike. Our park manager owns a few turtles, and he actually goes out turtle hunting. He was able to talk with everyone about the different types of turtles. They were able to identify turtles. He had live turtles for them to interact with, which got the kids really excited. Also allowed for some great photo opportunities at Becoming an Outdoor Family, as the kids' just smiles were on their faces were huge as they were holding those turtles. And then they also went on a nature hike to find and observe turtles in the park. So a great opportunity, a fun one that was kind of outside the realm, but it also was able to lead to the park manager talking about hunting too within the opportunity, which was a nice way to get people excited too for the season. So as I wrap up, Reel in Memories has been a great success this year. We're really excited for the theme. It's been a great year for fishing, and the pictures, including the one you see here, with those being submitted from the public, have been great to share on social media and everything. But it's also been a great way to get excited families and individuals excited to go fishing and to be able to participate, and obviously for marketing purposes, for folks to purchase park entrance licenses and those fishing licenses while gaining those new skills and the confidence to be in the outdoors. With that, I will take any questions.
Very good, April. Thank you. Any questions for April? April, I do have a couple for you. Was there any way to gauge when the children would participate in the activities at the average age? Were we talking middle school, elementary? Did we have high school kids? What were we looking at?
Correct. Great question, Madam Chair. What we found this year is we actually had a lot of young students this year with parents. I would say about 50 of them were under the age of 12. We had a couple very our infant age. We had a lot of right around kindergarten. And then from there, we kind of jumped up into more of that middle school. And then I think we had one or two high school age students. But it was very young families overall this year.
And I apologize if you answer this next question. When do you see, is this completely wrapped up now, or will we continue this?
For the Reel in Memories, we will continue this till the end of the year. So the data that I provided at the beginning is just some preliminary results that was shared now that we're completing kind of the end of the peak camping season as we go into shoulder season. Though we will be able to provide some additional data at the end of the year.
Very good. Well, I just want to thank you for all your work. When we look at trying to introduce and connect the outdoors to folks, this has been a great program. So kudos to all of you for your efforts. Additional questions from the commission, comments? Very good, April. We appreciate it. Thank you. Job well done.
Thank you.